My guest is George Kramer. He led the work in restoring the historic Holly Theater in downtown Medford, which recently reopened. George is the principal of Kramer & Company and is today widely recognized as one of the leading preservation professionals in Oregon. George earned a degree in history and then worked in the construction and design industry for 9 years before earning a master's degree from the University of Oregon in historic preservation. And now with a dual background in both practical building and design as well as documentation and legal aspects of preservation, George provides a valuable real-world approach to all the projects he works on. And over the years, he's won numerous awards across Southern Oregon. He sits on a number of boards as well. Welcome to The Exchange, George.
Thank you, Mike.
Well,
glad
George,
to be here.
It's apparent that you're the perfect person to have led the work of restoring the Holly Theater. But let's take a step back first in time. Tell me about the Holly Theater and why it was built.
Well, the Holly was built and opened in 1930, but it was the dream of two men, mostly Earl Fell, who was the builder. Earl was kind of a character, but he convinced an acquaintance of his, John Niedermeyer, who was a local dairyman, to put up the money, and they decided to build a theater in downtown Medford, the biggest theater in Southern Oregon, and with great pride announced that project. And then, of course, the Great Depression hit, and all of their funding and hopes sort of had to take that into account. And so the theater opened in 1930. I don't know what it would have looked like had it not been built in the Depression, but they built it on the cheap. It was more important to get it open. And so they used, fiberboard for the interior rather than plaster. It's not as elaborate as some theaters that were built earlier. And nevertheless, it did open to great fanfare and was part of downtown Medford at a point when people really needed to be entertained to escape the economic problems of the times.
Well, it's pretty interesting that we have such a valued asset here that's, almost 100 years old?
Mm-hmm.
So for those who don't know the Holly Theater, have never been inside, can you describe the building and its kind of grand size and scope?
Sure. So the Holly is still the largest indoor venue in Southern Oregon. It has 1,008 seats today. It was built with 1,200 seats, which was a good chunk of the population of Medford at the time. It is unusual for a local theater in particular in that it's what's called a single rake, which means that there's no mezzanine or balcony. Everybody has a direct view of the stage, all in one big, huge row of seats. The interior was designed by a man named Carl Berg, who worked for a theater design company out of Seattle. And in that era, Mike, theaters had a conceit, had a sort of overwhelming theme. And, you know, so we're familiar with, say, Grauman's Chinese or the Egyptian theater in Coos Bay. This one was, the conceit was that it was a Venetian canal. And when you were sitting in the seats, you were sort of in the gondolas in the canal, and there were windows on the side walls of the buildings you were floating by as you were heading to the stage. And so the walls were painted with sort of swirly patterns that were intended to look like water, churning water. The ceiling was sort of a bluish color and had multicolored lights that could make it dance, like the shimmering of the water. All of which was, you know, sort of silly and not terribly realistic. But the idea was that theaters in this era were escapes. They were a way to get rid of the, move away from the problems of daily life, and at least for 90 minutes or a couple hours, go somewhere happier.
Sounds like a lot of artistry went into it.
It did. Most theaters in that era, they were very, very much designed spaces. I love working on historic theaters because everything was meant to be beautiful and attractive. They didn't have even, I mean, there's a certain amount of back-of-house kind of stuff, but artisans in the 1930s were traveling groups that went with the theater company, National Theater Supply, and put up the curtains, put up the lighting, designed the lighting, painted the walls, sold you the seats, sold you the screen, and it was a whole package to create an atmosphere, to create something unlike your normal world. And so I always, whenever I work on theaters, I always pay special attention to the entryway, because I want people to feel like they're leaving their regular life and going to see something special. The minute they touch the door handle and enter the lobby, everything should be different and not look like anywhere that we would build today.
So it's like a magical portal into a new environment.
Exactly.
So why did the Holly Theater fall into neglect and disrepair?
It was really large. The industry, movie industry changed. TV came into play. There was more competition for other movies, and then eventually for, you know, VCRs and eventually DVDs. It closed in the mid-80s. At the end, it had only been used for what we would today call blockbuster movies. I remember seeing one of the Star Wars movies there. But it, you know, it costs a lot of money to heat a 1,000-seat theater. And if you're only selling a couple hundred seats, it doesn't pay. And so the people that owned the Holly in those days had other theaters that were more profitable and just decided this one wasn't worth keeping going.
My guest is George Kramer. He led the work in restoring the historic Holly Theater in downtown Medford, which recently reopened. George is the principal of Kramer & Company and one of the leading preservation professionals in Oregon. So, George, what led to the restoration of the Holly?
Well, I had worked on the restoration of the Cascade for Jefferson Live in Reading. And in 2011, 2009, I think is when it started, the man that owned the Holly at that time was elderly. He was in ill health and was trying to sell it, put it on the market. And the folks at JPR thought they were running the Cascade. It was a successful operation. It would be good to have a sister operation in Medford if they could pick up the Holly for a reasonable price. And so it was really purchased. It had been vacant for, you know, 20, 25 years. The roof had been, or the theater itself, the auditorium had been condemned, had no public occupancy. Previous owners had stripped most of the interior. They took all the seats out. They took all the stage rigging out. There'd been a roof failure that had led to the condemnation, that had led to water damage, that had destroyed much of the interior. And it was a sad building. And so JPR bought it with the idea that they would replicate the Cascade in Medford, the operation. And we did that. They did that. And we started the restoration in 2011. We started on the exterior, restored the neon sign and the marquee, took care of all the exterior windows and those kinds of issues. And there was a grand sign relighting in April of 2012. And as others have said, operational chaos ensued. And there was some staff changes. COVID hit. And it just took a little bit longer to finish it than what we'd originally hoped.
Well, there are setbacks, for sure. And we live in an age of technology and innovation. So how did that factor into the restoration?
Well, certainly we, you know, the lights are LED for efficiency, although you can't see them, but it made it easier to manipulate the colors. The whole building was scanned digitally so that we had incredibly accurate detail of what was there. which of course guides you as to what you're going to recreate. All of the engineering, all of the mechanical stuff to bring the HVAC and the electrical and the plumbing all up to modern standard, you know, that all happened. But a lot of the work on this, the decorative work, just like it would have been in the 30s, was done by artists, local artists by hand, because that's really the only way to do it.
Well, that's extraordinary. Of course, audiences do like to be comfortable, from seating to air conditioning, so you have a lot of seats there. How are you accommodating for less able people and, you know, modern comforts?
I think it's fascinating to think that there was originally 1,200 seats and now there's 1,008. And that is because the seats that are back in there are a little wider to make people, modern body types, more comfortable. And of course, there are seating for ADA and for, you know, accessible entrance and all that sort of thing. And so you take all of that together, and the theater is 180 seats smaller than it was when it originally opened in 1930. And 180 seats is a pretty good size indoor venue today.
Really? So, and it's still the largest venue.
Well, we lost 180 seats, or we reduced it by 180 seats, and it still is, by a good margin, considerably larger than any other indoor theater in Southern Oregon.
What kind of stage performances will be produced at the Holly?
That's not really my area of expertise, but I think what you see at the Cascade is what you can expect to see, the types of shows, what you can expect to see at the Holly. The opening act was Piano Guys, who have previously played in Southern Oregon at Brit. I have tickets couple weeks for Warren Haynes, who is a legendary rock blues guitarist, best known, I suppose, for playing with the Allman Brothers Band. And I think that those kinds of shows, those traveling shows that previously would have gone from San Francisco to Portland or Seattle, now they have this large venue to stop at in Medford and play. And the large venue is important because it means when you're selling that many tickets, you don't have to sell them at as high of a price point if you only have, you know, 400 or 500 seats. And so the artists won't play in small venues because you can't afford them.
Oh, okay. It
should be a great thing for downtown Medford, I think. I think it will, you know, as an economic development tool, theaters are a huge asset to any community. People come early and go out for dinner, or they go out for dessert after. The Holly is the kind of venue that will actually, I expect, some percentage will come in from out of town and spend the night because they want to see a show at the Holly.
And it's close to everything. It's walking distance.
Mm-hmm. It's right downtown.
Is the building open to the public?
I don't know that. I mean, the ticket office is certainly open. I don't really know whether they let people into the theater, you know, to just look around. There were tours all through construction. And so I suppose if there's a demand for that, they would give tours. For anybody that's lived in Southern Oregon and been in the theater before, or took any of the tours during the renovation process, it's really quite incredible to see it all completed. You know, I've been working on the Holly for almost 13 years. For a large part of that, it was really dark and dirty, for lack of a better term. For much of it, there was scaffolding in the entire interior, so you would sort of walk into this forest of scaffold. And as the restoration started, and you could see the full space, it was quite an incredible thing to see.
And now it's beautiful. So thank you, George.
You're very welcome.